Oh yeah, you know what time it is. You already know what's going on. I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome back to another episode of the Silver Boys Podcast.
Hey.
Oof, week 12.
Week 12, man. Over. Week 12, getting down into the nitty-gritty of things, dude. The real nitty-gritty of things.
Playoff pitchers are starting to come alive now.
Yes, they are.
The divisional games are very meaningful. I'm loving
a lot of teams trying to fight for that number one spot in their division, you know. So yeah, a lot to get into though.
Okay, so there was a lot that was going on, so let's just start off with what happened over here. The Bucks roll over the Giants 30-7. The Giants, for the most part, didn't even look like they even wanted to be there.
They didn't. And then, you know, you had Malik Nabers afterwards, you know, basically, let's just say, having a little temper tantrum moment because, you know, he's not getting the ball as he should be, you know, and he has every right to have, you know, to go at the coach because at Coach Dable, because it's like, how are you going to give me the ball when it's down 30-0?
You're right, exactly.
What sense does that make? You know? But yeah, Giants, it's just, season's over. Season's been over, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting anything at this point. It's just the worst franchise right now.
I feel bad actually for Tommy DeVito, because your first game this season is going against the Bucks, a defense led by Todd Bowles, who loves to blitz. Almost any type of package you put him in, he's going to blitz. Like the first play of the series, I was like, oh man, this is over. I was like, as soon as he dropped back to throw the ball, I just seen somebody coming up off the edge. I was like, yeah, this is over.
It's over. It's no protection whatsoever.
No.
Like, you knew what you were going into. I blame the coaches again.
Yes.
Right
coaches,
now.
GMs.
I blame Joe Shane, GM. Gotta go. Just gotta go. He gotta go. After we'll get into Saquon with the night he just had. He gotta go, Cam. He gotta go.
That's just bad. So for those who don't know what Nabers said, I'll try to put into context here. So, I'll quote him. He said that the team plays soft as F.
Bleep.
He said, I'm tired of going out there and losing. He said, it ain't the quarterback. Outcome was the same with DJ there. And he said, you know, like you said, he started to get the ball at 30-0. Reporter asked why wasn't he getting any looks in the first half. He said, I don't know, ask Dave.
It's a valid question. Because why aren't you trying to feed him the ball?
Yeah.
Regardless of who the quarterback is.
Look at Cooper Rush with Cowboys. The first person he goes to all the time is who?
CeeDee
Lamb. And then guess what happens? That opens up the rest of the team. Now Talbert gets some. Schoonmaker's starting to get some. You know, everybody else gets some. But it's all because they target who first? CeeDee Lamb. They put him in so many actions. They have him coming on all the, you know, reverses.
Yep.
He's doing jet sweeps.
Yep.
He's doing comeback routes, crossing routes, slants. Anything easy for Cooper to get into. Especially like the first couple plays of the game. Just to get him settled down.
Get him settled. You got your receiver touching the ball. You know, he gets that feel for it. And then now you can start to work in other things, in other actions,
exactly.
Other plays. But I don't even know, man. It's just like I've never shaken my head so much. This is awful.
Just
30-7.
Just watching the game, it's just like, come on, man.
I don't even want to watch it. It's not fun.
It just so happened to be on my TV because I was watching Red Zone.
It's no fun anymore, man. It's just like, oh, come on, guys. Give me something to be proud of.
It's just horrible. I'm going to read some stats from what Stephen A. has said the other day. Since 2011, the Giants, 0 division titles, 10 losing seasons out of 13. Record during this time is 78-127-1. Fourth worst record in the league. Only behind the Jaguars, the Browns, and the Jets, have been worse in the last 13 years, and 2 playoff appearances, 1 playoff win, 6 head coaches, 3 different GMs.
The problem is there's no continuity being built. There's no
culture,
none whatsoever. It's just like you're just trying dudes out at this point.
Yeah.
and just hoping that they stick.
Yeah, and that's not how to do it. And I understand why Moore doesn't want to move on from Shane and from Dable, because after what I just read, like six head coaches and three different GMs in a matter of, what is that, 13 years is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like you said, there's no continuity. Like if you were like, oh yeah, maybe we need another GM. Okay, that's just one. Maybe you need another head coach. Okay, cool, that's just one. Maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
But six?
Six is that's awful.
It's a rotating door at this point.
That's all it is. I don't know why they can't find like the guy or what's going on.
I don't know either.
Get the scouting team out of there. Like, honestly.
Somebody's got to go.
Like, just, oh, God, the swamp. East Rutherford.
Yeah. Going on to some other things, the Cowboys were able to shock the Commanders 34-26. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a game.
That was a wild game.
Vikings beat the Bears 30-27 in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Bears. So close once again.
Just right so there close. Again. Mm-hmm. Right there again. Not Can't yet. Finish the deal.
Yeah, that's just ugly. Packers beat down on an injured 49ers team 30-10. The Seahawks were able to outlast the Cardinals and the Eagles. The game of the night. The man of the night.
The man of the night. The man of the year.
Saquon
he went
Barkley.
Down the road.
Saquon Barkley. 26 carries, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 receptions for 47 yards. Over 300 yards in scrimmage. Yeah, I know, Kyle. I know.
I'm going to start crying.
That's tough.
That's just
ugly. And then to if I really wanted to make matters worse, which I am, Xavier McKinney is leading the league in interceptions up in Green Bay.
It's like it like what are you supposed to do with that? You don't want to pay the good guys. You pay the bad ones.
You pay the unnecessary ones.
It doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. And you know what the great thing about what Saquon is doing is is him and Derrick Henry as of right now going to the Baltimore Ravens, them two have shown you how important it is to have a bell cow running back in the backfield.
Same thing with Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs as well. Mm-hmm. Somebody that you're going the defense knows they're going to get the ball to him 20 times.
Yeah.
The offense knows we're going to give you 20 carries at least. Go make it work.
Exactly.
And Philly's offensive line has just always been good.
There's nothing you could do with them. They're just a bunch of grown men.
And we have little children. We have children. Scared. To block. I'm done. Oh, my. He had over 300 scrimmage yards. More than the entire Giants team. All I could do is just say, shout out Saquon, man. I'm so mad at him, but
yeah, just
I'm mad at the Giants, too.
You just got to tip off your cap to them.
That's all I got for you.
In other news, the Raiders actually lose their starting quarterback in Gardner Minshew as he broke his collarbone.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Not good. Not good at all.
Mm-mm. I mean, the Raiders, we all know their destiny anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be one of the teams along with the Giants looking for a quarterback. So
yep.
We'll see how that search goes for them, too.
Yeah, definitely another team that needs to, get their stuff together as well.
Yeah, because they have all right pieces. You know what I mean? They have like guys like Max Crosby and things of that nature. I like Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
So, they got some, guys here and there, but Raiders, they just haven't been consistent. Also, moving to Vegas didn't help.
Doesn't help nobody.
That's a money grab right there.
That's all it was.
But, ooh, and then Monday night's game.
The Harbaugh Bowl.
John moves to 3-0 against his brother Jim.
Against his younger brother. Right? Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Can't get a break.
He just can't win against him. Nah, it was a really good game, though.
Yeah.
Like a really good game. Lamar and, the Baltimore Ravens offense kind of started out real slow. But they get, they always seem to get their stuff together when they need to.
Yeah.
Almost. But as of right now in this season, they got their stuff together.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Love that deep ball pass before the end of the first half that Lamar had to Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. It was on the money, too, while he was being you know, pass interfered with.
Yes.
So that
yes.
was that was impressive. Yeah, they look good. You know, Derrick Henry, the usual. As long as you give him 20 plus carries, he's gonna get you over 100 yards. I don't understand what the.
It's the most simple like equation ever.
I was happy that they gave us a gift because they didn't run him as much when he was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So
happy for that, but yeah, no. Chargers had a chance, and if my boy, what's his face, Quentin Johnston, didn't keep dropping the ball.
I know, right?
That was horrible. That one drop. Oof. It's like watching a popcorn game. It was like, it's like don't.
Just lost it. Oh man. Nah, but there's still a lot of upside for that Chargers team though.
Oh yeah, big time.
You know, they took it to Baltimore.
They're not even supposed to be in a position that they're in. They're 7-4, they're in the wild card, you know. They just so happen to be in the division with the Chiefs.
Yeah. But
other than that, with how limited and how tight they are with the roster, with salary cap, doing what they're doing with on a limitation, on a budget, uh-huh, per se, they're doing pretty good. So I'd be scared of this team for years to come.
No, yeah.
Harbaugh knows exactly what he's doing, and he brought in guys, you know, that were with him from Michigan.
Gus Edwards, yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not even just Gus Edwards, but like from Michigan, I'm talking about what's his face, Mentor, the defensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
You know, he has Roman there, the offensive coordinator. So
he brought his team with him.
Brought his team with him. Also bought some of the Ravens team with him too, and Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. But yeah, that's gonna be a good team there for years to come, as long as they stay on track. Which they will.
With a quarterback like Justin Herbert, I think they will.
Oh yeah,
most definitely.
Going into Thanksgiving week, got some pretty good games coming up. Obviously, the Thanksgiving slate is gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, we all know
it'll
that
be
one
good
game.
To see the Lions.
We all know that one game.
Yeah.
Kansas City hosts Las Vegas on Black Friday. Pittsburgh sees Cincinnati this week. You got the Chargers going to Atlanta. That's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. Arizona going to Minnesota. That's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see that. Excited to see how Washington does with Tennessee coming in. Tennessee coming in off of a big one against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Washington has lost, their last three?
Three. After starting off hot.
Yeah. So, yeah. Very interested to see how they do with that.
America's game of the week. This is like low key Super Bowl implications. Kinda.
Oh yeah.
Like most definitely.
Oh yeah, this is low key like that. You know, maybe we'll see you soon.
I know, right?
maybe we'll see you soon.
If everything works out, if everything goes in order. Yeah.
Philly versus Baltimore. I call this the litmus test.
Yes. Both teams.
Yes. It's the litmus test now to see where everybody really is. And also, it sucks that Philly's losing Brandon Graham,
mm-hmm,
to a torn tricep.
Yeah,
so
that sucks.
That sucks because he was playing his tail off this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we all knew, and he announced it that this was going to be his last year. Now, barring the injury, we don't know officially now.
Yeah.
Like, he could come back, you know, depending on how he feels. But yeah, no, that's a tough loss for Philly. But still, they both teams match up pretty well with each other. So very, very interested to see that one. The nightcap will be San Francisco and Buffalo, and then Monday night we get Cleveland and Denver.
Nice.
So nice little slate.
Nice little good little slate. Good mm-hmm. little slate. Yeah, most definitely.
So let's move on to college football.
Word.
Now, a lot of things are going on, obviously, but this week is really important because so many conference championship implications now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go in a different order than I thought I was gonna go. So the SEC, right? Georgia is already in. They'll mm-hmm. either face Texas or Texas A&M. They play each other this weekend. Big Ten. Oregon's already in, basically. Ohio State just needs to win. ACC, SMU, I believe, is already in. I believe Miami has to win and they're in. Or Clemson will have to win and then have Miami lose. But either way, I think Miami should, if they win, they should be in.
Okay.
But that's not going to be an easy game. They go up to Syracuse. Syracuse has a pretty good offensive attack. Mm-hmm. And if you've been watching Miami, their defense has not been great.
Yeah.
They remind me of, they're actually compared, for me, I compared them to the Ravens.
Mm. Okay.
Offense is good. Actually, Ravens, yeah, I would say the Ravens because they win, not the Bengals. I wouldn't do that to them. But the Ravens, yes.
Yeah.
Their offense is good. The defense could be spotty. You know what I mean?
Supposed to be better than what they are.
Supposed to be better than what they are, exactly. Yeah. But the real headache is the Big 12. There's a four-way tie right now.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
So it's between Arizona State, BYU, Iowa State, and Colorado. Arizona State and Iowa State, if they win, they're in. Plain and simple. BYU, they need to win, but they also need either a loss from Arizona State or Iowa State.
Okay.
Colorado did themselves no favors. They need to win, and they need at least two out of those three to lose. And BYU, Iowa State, and Arizona State.
Ooh.
That's a tall task right there.
That is a you asking for a lot, brother. And they did themselves no favors, like you said.
Mm-mm.
Getting bum rushed by Kansas.
Losing to Kansas. Hey, right. I said it too. I said Kansas. That's a team you don't want to see. They're hot right now.
Yep.
And they're one win away from being bowl eligible. So, yeah, I feel for them. I feel it. Because I watched that game and that was frustrating because they literally couldn't stop anything.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't stop the run. Couldn't stop the pass. Couldn't stop nothing.
But that was also a thing that we seen all season though too.
Yeah.
Where Colorado's defense was supposed to be better than what they were than what they are. They couldn't stop the run. You've seen that. You've seen teams come back against them almost.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not due to Shador and Travis heroics, who knows how some of those games would have went this season as well, too.
Yeah.
Just looking at it from, you know, both sides, both perspectives.
Yeah, yeah, as you should.
So, that was I was so mad. I was angry. I was like, no way, man.
No,
y'all had it. The yellow brick road is right there, yo. Yeah, it was right there.
They rolled out the red carpet for you. They rolled out the red carpet for you. And Deion said it. You know what I mean? Deion said it. He also told them, you know, you guys felt yourself too much. You know, mm-hmm. You let the outside noise start to dictate.
Intoxicated
everything.
With success.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There you go. Some people know how to, you know, some people don't know how to handle success or failure.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, that one's just rough. A lot of tough games.
Oklahoma beating games. Alabama.
Oh my god. That's ugly. That was just ugly.
Bama, out of here. No more. Lose the two unranked teams, dude.
You can't lose the two unranked teams. Your offense is literally just Jalen Milroe and Ryan Williams. I don't know why you don't use your running backs. Your running backs are pretty good, too. I mean, they're Alabama running backs.
Exactly. They got to be good.
They just kept doing QB draws.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just trying to do all these quarterback design runs. And it's like, if he's not going to get off, within, like, the first quarter, don't force him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't force him.
It's almost like, kind of, to me, it's like Kalen DeBoer, like, are you scared of him throwing the ball, kind of? Like, you know?
You don't trust him as much.
You don't trust him.
It feels like he doesn't trust him as much. Because if he's not on, then, you know, there's nothing he's going to do. So, that one was rough. Ole Miss losing to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Jackson Dart throw those interceptions was... He threw an interception to the left side of the field, gets called back, gets another chance, throws another one on the right side of the field. I was like, oh, boy.
Ball don't lie. Yo.
I was like, yeah, there's a... I like Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart's all right, but it's stuff like that where you just can't trust him. He's too inconsistent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another game that was crazy, Texas A&M and Auburn.
That was wild, wasn't it, right?
That was crazy. Auburn beats them 43-41.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Texas A&M were to win that game, I think they would have, if I'm not mistaken, they either would have been in or they probably would have been in the same scenario, but they would have been better off.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was crazy because Texas A&M actually could have kept the game going.
Mm-hmm.
Reed threw a perfect pass to his receiver in the end zone for the two-point conversion, mm-hmm. and he just dropped it. And I think I sent it to you. I was like,
how do you?
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's a bad way to lose just like that, man. Ugh.
Terrible.
Mm-mm-mm.
Terrible.
Mm-mm-mm. Now Auburn's feeling themselves, coming off a big win. They get to see Alabama in the Iron Bowl, so they're already talking smack on that one, obviously.
Yeah.
And the last one that I really want to talk about was the game that we were talking about last week, Indiana-Ohio State.
That.
Indiana, for a good amount of the time in the first half, looked like they belong.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like they belong, and I was impressed. I sat there. I was like, okay, like, you know, because like with Ryan Day, you just don't know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. With Ryan Day, you just don't know. But Ohio State just figured it out. After a couple stalled drives in the red zone, they just figured it out and started hitting.
Started hitting on everything, yeah. Firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. 38-15. I mean, now it shows you though. Shows you where Indiana's at.
Yeah. And, yeah. No. You know, there's different levels.
There's
to
levels.
This,
exactly.
You know? Like I took, like, you know, when we were texting, I said this is not a surprise that they lost, but you know, there's just different levels to all of mm-hmm. this. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I still think that they sneak their way in, but they don't get that home game now.
They don't.
Mm-mm. I don't think they deserve the home game now.
I don't think they do either. But then what? You're giving it to Penn State then, I guess, right?
They almost lost too. They won by one.
They almost did.
They lucky that teams like Wisconsin and Minnesota couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
They're very, very lucky. So, I mean, I guess at this point you have to give it to them. They are ranked number four.
Mm-hmm.
10-1. You know what I mean? So, yeah you're going to have to give it to them. But, you know, but it also, you know, matchups, you know, styles make fights.
Styles
so it all depends
fights.
On who they see, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, at this point, yeah, I guess you got to give it to them. And then after that, after conference championship games, we'll see where
we'll know at. Exactly where everything's at,
exactly.
How everybody's laid out. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. But, yeah, know, this last week is going to be something. Before we move on to college basketball, probably the most heartbreaking thing I've seen, Rutgers. That broke my heart. There's no way in the world that you're going to freeze a kicker that, first off, has not made a 50-plus yard kick ever in his career. And I was outside. Mm-hmm. I was at the tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tremendous amount of wind the whole day.
Oh, Jesus.
All of Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you felt it all over New Jersey, but there was a tremendous amount of wind. If you seen the kick that he hit,
mm-hmm.
it was nowhere near the uprights when he tried to freeze him. Why are you trying to freeze a kicker that doesn't know how to that can't kick that far, especially in that wind?
Mm-hmm.
Now you let the head coach for Illinois think like, oh man, he ain't gonna make this.
Yeah,
and then he sees it, and he's like, oh, he's definitely not gonna make this. Hey, whatever, we might as well go out guns blazing. Just throw it. I've never seen nothing like that in my life. I was like, I can hear my dad downstairs just going, no, no, no. Like, even I just sat there. I was just like, there's no way in the world that they lost it like that.
That's wild. I mean, hey.
With bowl reps in the stadium, too. Bowl reps are in the stands. If they won that game, then they win against Michigan State. That puts them in one of the bigger bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They play like one of the SEC teams.
Now, not anymore.
No. I mean, you can go on ahead and win against Michigan State this weekend.
Mm.
You know, get this, what was that, 75? But had a chance to be, 8-4? And get into one of those, one of those bowl
those
games.
Big bowl games.
Yeah, yeah.
Put your name on the mat.
After Christmas, you know what I mean? Like a December 30th type game on at 8 o'clock on ESPN type of thing, you know what I mean? Or whatever, like.
Nationally televised.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now I can tell you for a fact that the seniors like Kyle Manungai and them, they definitely not playing in the bowl games now. Because they all know that they're going to the league for the most part. So.
Yeah. Why risk injury?
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, that, man, that sucked.
Yeah.
that just sucked.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going around.
Oh.
There's a lot of that going around.
All up and down New Jersey.
All up and down this damn state, bruh. What the heck? This is not okay.
No. Going to college basketball, I told you guys the Maui Invitational is going to be fun. The Maui Invitational is going to be fun.
You said it.
Three out of the four games that was up there already in the quarterfinals was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. UConn lose to Memphis in overtime, 99-97. Auburn storms back from what were they? I think they were down 18, if I'm not mistaken. Auburn storms back from being down, 18 at the half. Comes back and wins 83-81. North Carolina storms back from being down 21 and wins 92-90.
Against Dayton, that's crazy. Down 21?
Yes. Memphis ends UConn's 17-game win streak, too.
Wow. That's wild.
Which is wild, man. That Memphis team is tough, bro. From what I've seen, because I was able to watch the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen, aggressive. That's what they were. They just punched first, and they just didn't stop. They came in. I know they're one of the top teams in shooting. They came in hitting over 50% of their threes,
mm-hmm.
and they stayed like that.
Mm.
They shot 54.7% from the field and 54.5% from three in this game. And it's not like UConn played any worse, but UConn played actually pretty good too.
Yeah.
They shot like 47% from three as
47%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like, what are you supposed to do with that when guys are just hitting?
Mm-hmm.
When guys are just hitting like that, it's tough. So. I'm not really worried about UConn as much. Offensively, they're doing all right. You know, they had some guys come in and make some big shots.
Mm-hmm.
Just defensively, honestly, the guards, that's where it's at, because that's how they got killed.
The
guards for Memphis were just having their way.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tyrese Hunter, 26 points, 8 for 13, 7 for 10 from the three. Like, what are you supposed to do with that?
Nothing. He just had a good day.
He just had his day. You know, you can't do nothing about that. Auburn, right now, in my opinion, I think Auburn is the best team in the country. Come back down double digits from two top five teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They got some grit. They got some fight.
Yes, against Houston.
Houston.
And then against Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You can't do nothing with that. And then Johnny Broom, my boy, hits the go ahead bucket
while he was cramping.
Gets up, tips it in, comes down, 1.2 left, and he's sitting there holding his calf, cramping. Cramping, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Ain't Iowa, no way.
Yes, as Iowa State missed the full court shot.
Oh.
That's crazy, right?
Oh, that cramp, worth it.
So the announcer on the TV was like, that's one of those where it hurts so good.
And I
was
it
like,
hurt, yeah, yup. Yep, exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Number 12, North Carolina comes back from their 21-point deficit against Dayton, RJ Davis. 30.7 rebounds, 5 assists, 8 for 19 from the field, 4 for 10 from 3. Seth Trimble, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 10 for 14 from the field.
Mm.
Nasty. Dayton in that first half was kicking. They was doing whatever they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting all their threes, getting to the basket, getting second chance points. They do whatever. But the game isn't over till it's over.
Game is not over till it's over.
Go, you know, every single one of your coaches will tell you the game's not over till all zeros are left on the clock. That's exactly what North Carolina, Auburn, even what's it called, even UConn,
all of them
came back. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? UConn didn't win, but they were dead in the water with like 2-3 minutes left to go. They were down like 13.
Storm back, made it a game, made it to OT.
The heart of a champion.
Yeah,
the heart of a champion. All of them. So, yeah. Keep, you know what I mean? Like, Feast Week was awesome. You know, keep watching these games. There's a bunch more ranked games coming up. I know Auburn plays Duke soon. So,
okay.
Yeah,
That'll be a good game. That's going to be a fun one
to see what Cooper Flagg could do. They did their thing against Arizona this past weekend on Friday. Yeah, they did their thing against Arizona. Went going into Arizona and beating them.
Really?
Yes.
In Arizona?
Yes.
That's a big win.
Yes.
That's a big win. That boy Cooper,
mm-hmm.
he official dishel.
All the way.
All the way.
Yeah, other than that mishap that he had against Kentucky in the mm-hmm. Championship Classic, other than that, I got nothing for you. 17 years old and he's still doing this? Baller. He's balling.
Shows a lot.
Yeah.
And he's still got more to go.
Yeah. But yeah, that's our podcast for this week. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hope you all enjoyed all that food. Hope you guys ate yourself into a little coma.
Yeah.
And you just sat there with a plate of food on your stomach and you just fell asleep.
Watching football.
Watching college basketball.
Yup. Sounds good to me.
But until then, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And this is the Silver Voice.
Thank you.